of the evening to you all. It's the end of the weekend, so uno free paper bun. As we say in Jamaica, it's another start to a beautiful week. So get ready. Get ready, Jamaica and the Caribbean. This is your girl, Sister Cecile, the top shelf diva. And this is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. Yes. Yes, Jamaica, it's time again to give back Jamaica. Welcome, 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 welcome to tonight's show. Calling all past students of Crescent All Ages and Crescent Primary School. Come, 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 come join us as we pool our resources and give back Jamaica. As we say, come give back something to your country, the country which made you who you are. Right at givebackjamaica.com, and please, 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 please make a donation. Now tonight, the number to call into the show is 661-467-2407, and on your keypad, dial 1 if you want to interact with the host. Again, I'm Sister Cecile, the Top Shelf Diva, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. So, children in Jamaica, schools need help. We at Give Back Jamaica are rallying to this cry for help. We have donated over 300 pairs of school shoes under the name Kickers Club in September of 2021 to the Crescent Primary School in St. Catherine, Jamaica. We have now targeted a few more schools in the rural areas of St. Catherine. And to help with this shoe donation, we have set our target for 1,500 pairs of shoes. Sounds like a whole lot, but it's not a whole lot. So many children are walking barefooted or need school shoes to go back to school. We need your help. Yes, we do. We do. We do need your help to meet our target and to help the children of these targeted schools. So please go to our website, givebackjamaica.com, and make a donation. The child you help today may be your medical doctor today. Now, the child you help today may be the next Usain Bolt or the next dream team, the 100-meter dream team of those lovely girls who tear up the place. No other girl can test. I mean, it's just pure chat. No girl can test those Jamaican runners. Those girls are on fire. Give Back Jamaica project. The Crescent Primary School, located in Crescent, formerly known as the Crescent All Age School, is located in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. Now, in those days, the days of the 60s, 70s, 80s, many students went to school barefooted. And to add to that, many were hungry. Students at those times were not bullied as they are today for being barefooted at school, because that was commonplace. That was the commonest experience. That was a common experience among people in those days for children to go to school barefooted. Now, my co-host, I hope she joins me later on, Dr. Ev, she is a product of that era. I mean, I might not have gone to school barefooted, but I've seen students barefooted at school. And then the time they, mock picnic at school, because guess what? Everybody are real barefoot go to school. I mean, if you have on a pair of shoes, consider yourself blessed and lucky, because others around you were wearing barefoot, were walking barefooted, walking with them 10 commandments on the ground, as we say in Jamaica. Your 10 commandments, meaning your 10 toes or your ground thunder, your foot barefoot on the ground. So when you have a pair of shoes those days and going to school in a nice pair of shoes, consider yourself lucky, because many didn't have any at that time. So as I was saying, my co-host, she has been a product of that era, sorry. She speaks often about walking barefoot. And so growing up in Jamaica, it was hard, but I mean, it was really, really, really nice, because you had no crime, really, none of these crimes that people are shooting and chopping off heads and raping and murdering. You had on in Jamaica then, yes. So, I mean, life was hard, but It was nice. It was really nice. It was peace of mind. People walk by you and they said hello. Nowadays, people walk by you and them have screw face. Them face all bent up like you lick them with a piece of iron in them face. Them face just screw up, right? So, yeah, that was the Jamaica I grew up in. The Jamaica where people were friendly, where people were nice. And, yeah, people are really, 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 really nice. So I want back that sweet Jamaica, as the song say. Give me back my sweet Jamaica, my island in the sun. Give me back my sweet Jamaica. Yeah, I want back that sweet Jamaica where people cared for each other, where we looked out for each other, where if one hurt, the other hurt. But nowadays, it is not so. If you see somebody hurting, they step on you and crush and make you hurt harder. That's not how it's supposed to be. That is not how we should be. That is not who we were made to be. We were made to be our brothers and sisters keeper. And in the true spirit of giving, I am coming to you tonight at Give Back Jamaica to ask for your help. Beg you some help. Give back. Contribute. Donate something. Think of the children that you're helping today and the future that these children have. You know, may not have had it so hard, some of you who are listening to me. But I know personally from where I come, people are really struggling, really, really struggling. But back to the topic for tonight, the Kickers Club. And when we say the Kickers Club, we're talking about the Shoes Club in Jamaica. You know, many of you are listening to me tonight are Jamaicans. But for those who are not Jamaicans, let me tell you what a kickers is. In Jamaica, we call shoes kickers. Kickers. So when you have a nice pair of kickers, you are something. You are saying something. So this is where the name the Kickers Club originated from. Kickers Club. So we gave the club the name because we wanted to be conversant with what we know back home as in Jamaican vernacular, the Kickers Club, the down-to-earth thing, poor man's thing. Because many of us in Jamaica, coming from Jamaica, we didn't have money. We were poor. Poor, 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 poor. We live in our dirt bottom houses until we could make houses with tile floor. And thanks be to God, we have come a long way. We have definitely come a long way. So here now, when you give... You know, when you give a child a pair of shoes, when you contribute your $30 or your $20 or your $5, you know, even $100, $1,000, we take anything. Because in Jamaica, it says, there's a saying that says, every mickle make a muckle. One quokka full up the basket. So if you don't have $50, $30, $20, you can give if it's even a dollar, we'll take it. If it's even those quarters, we'll take them because every little drop full up the bucket. So when you are a child and you get a kickers, yes, man, your thing sort out. As you say in Jamaica, your thing sort out. You're big and large. Big and large. So, yeah, feel free to call in. The number is 661-467-2406. Want to interact with me, you know, just dial one, press one on your keypad. Now listen, many of you who are on the board tonight, maybe not, you may not be Jamaicans, but you can call in and tell me of your experience as a child growing up in your area, growing up in America, what you experienced growing up in America, because our experiences may not be similar, because in Jamaica, a lot of people think about America as, you know, the land of opportunity or the land where the streets are laden with gold. And as such, people back home treat you this way. If you migrate to America, you know, they want to call you for and ask you for stuff because they believe that life is easy here, which it may be true, but you work so hard here than you work back home in Jamaica. Two and three jobs here. Back home, you just have like a 9-to-5 and you go home at night time and you sleep with your family and you know, you're nice. You wake up at morning time with your family and you go to bed with your family. And like here in America, where sometimes you don't see a spouse, or the two of you just pass each other on the road going to work. It's not so in Jamaica. It's a different kettle of fish. It's a different beast back in Jamaica compared to here. It's a different beast. So join me and give back. I see my board all lit up. Who wants to talk? Anything you want to talk about, you know, I am here to talk about anything you want to talk about. Trust me, I can talk about anything, anything you want to talk about, you know, I can answer you. So, join us in helping these kids. Join us in helping these kids, man. I remember going to school hungry sometimes. I'm so hungry at school that God knows how I learned. Because I was hungry, and it wasn't just me alone. You know, I tell people all the time that even when I was in high school, in fourth form in high school at age 18, I just got electricity in my house. We didn't even have a TV. We had to go to the library to borrow a book to do our homework. We didn't have running water. We used to go to the canal and catch water and fill our buckets and put them on our heads and march up back the hill and fill up the drums by the side of the house. Yeah. But guess what? All of that taught us to be resilient. All of that taught us to be strong characters. Anything you take us upon, if you're a Jamaican, if you meet a real, real hardcore Jamaican, anything you ask them to do, trust me, even if them don't know if they do it, they will learn. They will learn. Because we had it rough. We had it hard growing up. It wasn't easy. So we learned to appreciate everything. And this is what we want to pass on to these children at the Crescent Primary School. Don't take it for granted that you get a pair of shoes from somebody abroad. Don't take it for granted that you get a tablet from somebody abroad. Don't take it for granted that you get some crayons and some markers and a notebook. Don't take it for granted. It doesn't come easy. Because, you know, back then, you know, when school opened, like the first day of school, and you get your school supplies, sometimes you didn't even get all of them, you know, because when the book list come and your parents look at it, especially if your parent has, my parents had 12 of us, one dozen, count your fingers, your two hands are done and you're gone over on another hand, 12 of us. So it was really, really hard. So when you get the book list, you can't buy all of the book. You make sure you buy a book for every child. You know, one child may have 5 books on the book list. But guess what? What saved us those times? The books that your older siblings use, could use them. Also, so they were passed down. So sometimes when they go to school, on the first day of school or the first week of school, and you see all these children with their brand new spanking book, books smell rich and nice and fresh, new smell, you don't have that. You have an old book, well used and well worn. But guess what? You were learning just the same. And I was among that group because I came at the tail end of my family. I am the second to last child and the last girl of 8. So I got all the hand-me-downs. I got hand-me-downs from everything. Hand-me-downs from looks, hand-me-down from shape. I get hand-me-down from everything. Brilliance, I got hand-me-down from everything because I came at the tail end. So I knew what it was to go to school with them old books. Have a brand new bag. You know, have a brand new school shoes on the first morning of school. But guess what? We were happy. We were happy. We didn't look at anybody else's new thing and say, okay, them have new things. So guess what? I don't want to go to school because I don't have anything new. No, we went to school. And my mother had a child in every class, everything. No, we have 8. I had 9 grades from grades 1 to 9. And time my mother had a child in every single grade from grade 1 to grade 9. And my mother was a fixture at that school because she would show up unannounced. You would just be sitting in the classroom and you just look out the classroom door, because most times the classrooms weren't enclosed. They were just open. The sides were open so you could see, you know, wide outside, widely. And you would look outside and you'd see that if my mother was home washing and she feels that she must get up and come to Crescent School, she go and get up and come to Crescent School in her same clothes where she was washing in. She wasn't going to dress up. She was going to show up. She showed up for every PTA meeting. So every teacher in the school knew my mother and knew us. We were the Lewis family. And there were other families, like, because people valued families then, and these families were large, and there were a lot of families in the school. So you would have, like, the Lewises, you would have, like, the Kennedys, you would have, like, the Johnsons, you would, like, have the Townsends. So a lot of families, a lot of families. The school was mainly like a family school. And you know, at that time, Crescent was the envy of the Caribbean. I am not talking just Jamaica. The Caribbean. It was the envy, Crescent all age. From that school, we had doctors. We have lawyers. Every single profession that you can think of. And we want to keep it that way. We want to bring back the glory to Crescent. Bring it back to its former glory. That's what we want to do for this school. And it is where our hearts are. I, along with my counterparts who are in this thing, and we are earnestly asking, because our heart is in this thing. We want it to be successful. We want to do more for Crescent. And not only Crescent. There are some other schools that we've pinpointed. We've targeted some other schools, some of the rural schools were really worse than Crescent. Really, really worse than Crescent. And we have targeted those schools. And so with these 1,500 pairs of shoes that we're looking forward to, that we've targeted, we are going to share some of these shoes with other schools. So Crescent will not only be the beneficiaries of these shoes. People, we have a lot of work to do. We really want this thing to really, 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 really be successful. And it is why we're asking, we're begging. You know, I have no shame in my game. I will beg. And if I beg you today, you say, no, I'm going to beg you tomorrow. And all you can say is, no, I'm going to beg you until you say yes. I am not afraid to beg, especially for Crescent, because I am a product of Crescent all age, no, Crescent primary. You know, the way you sit, the way you write your penmanship, because on a Monday morning, every Monday morning, every classroom you would pass by, you would see the word writing or penmanship on the chalkboard. It means writing, how you write, form your letters, how you make those loops for the cursive. And even today, I write just like that. I write just like that because I remember all my teachers, like Mrs. Lawrence, Mrs. McDonald, Miss McDonald. Not these are two different teachers. One taught me in grade 2-1 and one taught me in grade 7-1. And I love these teachers so much. And even today when I speak with these teachers and they're like, I still call them Miss, because of the respect that I have for these teachers. So I am calling all Crescenters, every single one of you. I mean, I've been reaching out to Crescenters and I'm not getting much, you know, response. And it shouldn't be like this. It should not be like this. It should be where people's rescue. Come to our aid. Because I remember your time at Crescent, because I was there with you. You know, there are times when you come out of classroom 12 o'clock lunchtime, and trust me, you're hungry because you don't have any money. And these ladies would sit at the school gate and sell. They would sell the mash, meaning the crush up biscuits, that they would go to the biscuit factory and they get the biscuits that are not, you know, whole. They're not, the circles are not completely round. They broke up and mash up. And they would get these, excuse me, and they would put it in little bags and they would sell it to us. And those are the things that we did. It wasn't nutritious, you know. It wasn't nutritious. Looking back at it, it wasn't nutritious. But it kept us going because we had to walk home in the midday sun or the 2 o'clock sun when school over. Walking at the 2 o'clock sun. We never have no bus ride on them. So, I mean, yeah, it was rough. It was rough, really, really rough. So this is why we're imploring, we're begging, we're asking. Do something, help us. Help us to help the children of the Crescent Primary School. And further, a couple more schools that we've pinpointed. We are going to be helping these other schools. So Crescent, as I say, will not be the only beneficiary. I see my board lighting up. I think I see Auntie Judith. Auntie Judith, if you want to come on and talk, we just have a few minutes leave because I didn't sit the show for a long time. I just slated the show for 30 minutes. So if you want to come on and say something, feel free. Let me know. So as I was saying, listeners, we are doing good. We are doing good, and just go to our website, givebackjamaica.com, and please beg you, those in the listening, the hearing of my voice, or those who are listening to me right now, or those who will listen, Kive, come on, let's help a child. Let's make a child's life less miserable. Let's make a child's life more friendly, you know, because the child you help today may just be your medical doctor tomorrow, may be your lawyer tomorrow, may be the judge you're going to be standing in front of. Hey, how about that? I as a child, I had a few teachers who, trust me, I really didn't like those teachers. And when I became a teacher myself and going to workshops, I see these same teachers, and guess what? I am being pinpointed to go do make a presentation, and I'm in a group with these older teachers who taught me, and I am the one who's making the presentation for these. How you like that? How you like that? How you like that? Yes. So that is where I'm coming from. The child you help today, you're going to meet that child again. And I've taught so many students, and when I check my Facebook page sometimes, I see them, and they're like, Miss, you're not getting a day older. Miss, you're not getting a day older. You're not getting a day older. But guess what? Guess what? The child you help today, man, you're going to meet them again tomorrow. And when you meet them again, it may not be the same circumstances that you last met them in. It might not be. So I am going to have another show later on, and I'm going to ask you, those who are on my board, I'm going to ask you to come back on, and it's going to be another 30-minute show. So I'm going to ask you to come back on and we talk about growing up in Jamaica and what we had and what we didn't have. And one thing I learned back then is not to think about what you didn't have, but think about what you had. And what we had was happiness. We had happiness. Mind you, I didn't say a penis. I said happiness. I said happiness. So we had happiness because we were allowed to be kids. There was no, look, oh, nobody now come to come rape you, or nobody now come to come cut off your head, or nobody now, you people didn't bother you. It got dark, and we didn't have street lights. So we felt safe. And it's not like today when you can't even walk in peace. You can't even walk after hour. I looked at a video somebody sent me, and I was shocked. I saw this 15-year-old girl who ran away from her parents and was sleeping with this boy. I guess the boy was a gunman in the area. He was a known gunman, and she was sleeping with him, and he had a baby mother. And somehow, I don't know if it's the baby mother send somebody to go kill him or something to that effect. But all I know, they shot this girl in her sleep, and then they chop her in the head, or open the side of her head. You could look down into the little girl's head. What a killing. What a heart. What a kind of heart. Those days back when I grew up in the 70s and 80s, 90s, I was born in the 60s. Don't guess my age. I'll tell you, I'm 56 years old, and I don't look it. Thank you. So when I tell you we didn't experience these kinds of vicious crimes, and sometimes when you look, the research has shown that a lot of these kids were abused kids of teenage parents. Kids who never had it growing up, and so they became hostile, joined gangs. We are trying to prevent all of this when we give back to Jamaica, we give back to these students. Because when you're sitting in a classroom and you're hungry, you can't learn. Hungry bag cannot stand up. If you try to put a crocus bag or a, what do you call it? I don't even remember the name. But you cannot put an empty sack to stand up. It has to have something in there. And so, yeah, this is what we want to do for the kids. So join me. Join us. Dr. Ev, Auntie Judith, HB, Terry, join us as we give back to Jamaica. So in another 5 minutes, please join me again as I come back live on the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. So I'm not going to tell you to have a good weekend yet, because you're going to come back to my next show, right? So I'm looking forward to seeing you all back on my next show. And right now, I'll just say it's going to be nicer on the other side. So stay tuned. Yes.